This is Barry Reichenbaugh with the NOAA Research Communications Office. I'm here at the Geophysical Fluid Dynamics Laboratory in Princeton, New Jersey with Morris Bender. Could you start first by giving us your title and telling us what you do here?
Well, I'm a research meteorologist at GFDL, where I have been working for the past 31 years with hurricane modeling. Starting from 1976, where I began to work here under the leadership of Dr. Kurihara, who was one of the pioneers in hurricane modeling and who began the hurricane project here in 1970.
Can you tell me a little bit about the Hurricane Project and how that has evolved over the years?
Well, the Hurricane Project began here in 1970 through Dr. Kurihara, who actually began working at GFDL under the climate modeling branch. But Dr. Smagorimsky wanted to expand GFDL to also be able to do mesoscale modeling, and Dr. Kurihara, who was affectionately known as Curry, began the project, and I began working here in 1976. Originally, the intention was to develop a state-of-the-art hurricane model to study hurricanes as a basic research and to use the model as a basic research tool. Over the next decade, the model was really one of the pioneers in numerical modeling of hurricanes and studied such things as hurricane decay over land, hurricane genesis, looked at hurricane structure. And in the mid-80s, we were approached by Bill Bonner, who was then the director of NSEP at that time, called NMC, about the potential of using our model as a hurricane forecast tool of the National Weather Service. At that point, we began a decade-long effort to transfer a model that was used for basic research as a state-of-the-art hurricane forecast tool. And in the early 90s, the model began to be tested in near real time. The first near real time forecast was for Hurricane Andrew, and the model was actually run here, but it was really the first forecast model to get Hurricane Andrew missing New Orleans. And that actually got the attention of the Hurricane Center. And the next year, we ran a number of other storms and showed superior performance for track using our model compared to the other operational guidance. And the modeling system was then transferred to the National Weather Service, greatly optimized, and in 1995 became an official weather forecast model for the National Weather Service.